Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, Mara, we got some interesting news yesterday out of New York State. Governor Cuomo said that there will be 170,000 COVID vaccines coming in December. And this, of course, kicks off the idea that we have the finish line in sight. Last year's, or rather 2020 tourism, was a rough year for Niagara Falls, all things considered. What's your expectation going into 2021, knowing that the vaccine's out there, but distribution is limited right now?
Well, I think we're approaching it really from the perspective that a couple of things are going to be different. Obviously, there is this vaccine that's getting traction. A few different pharmaceuticals are preparing vaccine offerings. The other thing, too, that I think we'll have is a national strategy, one that will start to focus attacking the virus, coast to coast. My hope is that as we begin to bring the virus under control in terms of this vaccine, as we get more and more people to trust and to participate in getting the vaccine, we'll put ourselves in a position where hopefully we can get the border open. Once you get the border opened, I don't anticipate international travel to come back right away, but certainly domestic travel will pick up as people become more comfortable, right? As we have less of those kinds of restrictions that currently now are in place. If you travel someplace, it's so many days quarantine here, so many days quarantine there. Without that, people will feel a little freer, at least domestically, to travel. And we know that Niagara Falls is a destination. We know that people will come here once there's a safety element that's been injected into this whole issue. So I would anticipate, and what we're hoping for, is that while it may be slow in the early part of our season, by the time we get to the end of June, early July, we can pick up for the balance of the tourist season.
But it's still, by what you were saying there, are you still expecting a down year then, of course, with the slow start, but then the loss of international travel? Do you expect 2020 to be a little better than 2020, but not as good as it what could be?
Yeah, we don't think we're going to hit. If 2019 was the high water mark as far as progress was concerned, I don't expect to get back there in 2021. But I do anticipate, as do many others in the industry, we do anticipate that 2021 will be better than this current year. And remember, this current year, the entire country was caught, for lack of a better way of saying it, I guess by surprise, with regard to how impactful this would be. And the tourist industry, the hospitality industry, while most desperately affected by it, I think will also be the one that will be able to bounce back more quickly, rather than, say, those communities that rely on office space. And because I think, really and truly, many companies are rethinking their need for office space, rethinking their need for the large offices that they would ordinarily have. So, but in the hospitality business, if we can get people to once again become confident or to not be as, disturbed by the rules that go with travel, we think that it'll pick up. So better than this year, but certainly not yet back to where it can be.
2022 then is the expectation when you'll get back to the 2019 levels, or are you thinking
hopeful
it's going to be years beyond that?
I don't think that it's unrealistic to be hopeful that 2022 will start to see us return to those levels that we started to enjoy toward the tail end of the last decade. So we're hopeful. We think that our hospitality community is targeting that as well, and so their campaigns are set off for that. But again, you know, all of this is all projection and all speculation, but we think that that we're being conservative in our estimates, and we also think that we're being realistic.
This could also give, I imagine, the city of Niagara Falls a chance to, you know, improve just citywide. You know, people didn't come to Niagara Falls much in 2020 because of the pandemic. 2021, you lose out on the international travels. Do you think that perhaps when people start to come back in full force, given that it's going to be 2 years or so, you get a chance to transform? I know you're doing this here in the city of Niagara Falls today, this demolition project, but other initiatives that I think about, like the old Jen's department store that's been in the works over there, transforming neighborhoods like that, Robert Moses Parkway, tearing that down. You have this opportunity to transform Niagara Falls. Can it give people a new image of what this city is?
Yeah, you know, I think that what we're doing now is, so many of those development projects, you know, the North End Bridge District, the South End Gateway project, as well as in the center, our hospitality sector, all those district improvements remain sort of on the drawing board. We're a little bit slowed by the pandemic and the ability to do certain things. But I agree with you that ultimately, as we continue to progress in those things, we'll be able to project in a lot of our advertisement for our community a new Niagara Falls, a Niagara Falls that has a different look, a Niagara Falls that will be an improvement over where we were and where we hope to get to as well.
Finally, last question here. Do you have a statistic that is rolling around at City Hall right now of just how much the loss of tourism this year impacted the city of Niagara Falls, be it the government, residents, financially? Do you have a working number that you have right now?
Well, we know that we started the budget negotiations with a $4.5 million deficit. So we knew that it had a $4.5 million negative impact on our revenue. And that number was based simply on how we looked at projections of revenue going forward. Doesn't seem like much, but when you talk about the nature and extent of most municipal budgets, it's awfully difficult to bridge that gap. We were fortunate enough to do it. We did it through some real hard work. But that's the number that I think we were operating under, that we had to figure out how we would make up $4.5 million of lost revenue.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.